This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. Colorado's four Democrats voted against the Republican-backed tax and spending package passed by the House today. Democratic Representative Joe Neguse says this version from the Senate is even more damaging than a previous version passed by the House.
The cuts to food assistance are more draconian. The cuts to health care are more cruel. And in particular, the new formula that they have adopted with respect to hospital provider fees would devastate rural hospitals in our state.
Many experts say wealthier Americans will benefit more overall than middle and working class people in lower tax brackets. Meanwhile, University of Colorado Regent Wanda James was censured by the larger board yesterday. CPR's Elaine Tassie reports.
James was censured in a 7-1 vote on Wednesday for a conflict of interest. She owns a cannabis dispensary, and she said that an anti-cannabis campaign launched last year at CU used racist tropes in its imagery. Her opponents say that violated a fiduciary responsibility and that James spoke out only in her self-interest. She says that's wrong.
We are here today because my fellow regents and these political law firms they hired think that I violated my duties as a regent by speaking out against racism. 100% false.
This is only the second time in the CU system's history that a regent has been censured. It means that she keeps her role, but she can no longer serve on committees or attend university events. It's unclear how long that might last. I'm Elaine Tassie, CPR News.
It's 7:06.